Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a full-service podcast studio.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities about their business journeys. It's time for your new business journey. 2 in 5 Americans are business owners or thinking about starting their business, and so we'd like to ask questions during this segment that might be interesting to them. Our question this week is, how do you build a network that works for you? And so, Cam, can you talk a little bit about your networking?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll cover it on a couple of fronts. For about 5 years, I was a partner in a boutique consulting firm that practiced exit and transition planning for business owners. That's very much a referral-based business. So you begin to leverage connections. LinkedIn is a powerful tool for that. It's pretty known fact that it takes 4 to 6 touches with another person. That's a text message, phone call, coffee, cocktail, emails, to really establish a long ongoing relationship with folks in your network. And part of my practice was to do 3 to 5 meetings every day to build that network. And with each of those individuals, I would ask them for suggestions on 2 other people from their network I should talk with. But it's also important to remember that that's very much a world where to get, you have to give. So you have to be prepared to make introductions and referrals for other people. And there's a little bit of karma there that it will come back to you over time.
Yeah, I really like the approach that you're taking. Number one, the karma piece. I do think you have to give before you can get. Number two, you had some specific goals in terms of your networking, how many people you were going to talk to. You had a schedule for that. And I think a structured approach like that can really help you build your network much more quickly. Yasir, talk to us a little bit about your networking efforts.
Honestly, I must confess, I'm an introvert. So it is one of the hardest things I had to do as I shifted into entrepreneurship. Networking really started for me helping others solve their problems. I was really a software engineer, started helping other people solve their problem. And from there, I started valuing the network effect, so to speak. I started attending local trade groups and other business commerce groups where I would go and try to help people think about technology and how it would help them with their businesses. So as I just heard, it's karma. You really need to help others first. And then that helps you build your first part of the network. That's how we got landed our first few contracts. And from there, it was really heads down doing really good work. So your customers would speak about you to others. And then you would ask for referrals that way. So initially just by helping others and growing that through local businesses that we helped. And then eventually, as we did good work, that helped. And it was really amplified by LinkedIn later on as we connected with like-minded people. And we had a system of reaching out to people on a certain cadence, really trying to continue to build that network.
Satori, you're the twisted storyteller, but maybe that involves networking as well.
Absolutely. I never did like the word networking. It seemed so transactional to me. And I didn't know how to walk in a room with a card and go, ooh, who can I utilize and like that. So I'm kind of like being of service. So my platform, I'm in the entertainment industry. And so I have a platform where I curate new storytellers every month to tell a true and personal story on my stage. And I had to teach or facilitate supporting them with the craft to be able to tell a really great story. And that blossomed into facilitating story workshops. That blossomed into people referring me to coach lawyers, individuals, organizations, university, faith-based organizations. So I would provide that service. And out of giving them a good service and they got good results, they would just automatically refer me. So I have for 13 years been doing this and I have never gone after business. I can't imagine what would happen if I went after business, but I get enough business from referrals that people who have enjoyed the results of my training receive.
Yeah, that's great.
I love networking. I don't really like the name as much. I agree with Tori.
We could call it professional socializing.
Yeah, I just think it's friendship building. I don't know. I love it. I like seeing the same people at things over and over again. And I have a friend who's like a super good networker, and she helped me a lot with this grand opening and introduced me to this chamber where the people are great. Everybody goes to everybody's events. So I go to their events just to pay them back. And what's so funny about that is like, I learned so much that I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I went to this event. So I love to just do it in person. And I do a lot online too. And I do a lot on LinkedIn, and we do a lot of course through Passage to Profit. We meet a lot of really cool people doing this show, which is the best part of the show.
Well, that's great. You are an amazing networker. Well, and
thank you.
If there's a party to be thrown, Elizabeth will throw it. So she loves
being parties
around people. And she really enjoys the relationships. And for me, it didn't really even start that way. I sort of became more of a networker as my career progressed. I began to enjoy the contact and the interaction with people. One thing I would say that is, if you're going to rely on networking as a strategy, one thing to do is make sure you're picking networking spots that are going to be relevant to your business, right? There's lots of different places you can go to meet people and other business people, but you want to make sure that if you're going to be looking for new marketing clients, startups, then you go to entrepreneurial groups that feature entrepreneurs and startups. And that way, there's a good fit between what you're offering and hopefully what people are looking for. And my other comment is, I always start just by asking people, well, how can I help you? I don't even begin talking about myself. I don't even tell people what I do, but I ask them, well, what are you looking for? How can I help you? And I try to start the relationship off with trying to be of service to somebody else. And so putting the good karma out there has paid great benefits. So thank you, everyone, for your comments. This has been your new business journey. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.